governance gaps, cultural flashpoints, and one correction worth making. The Washington Post reported that a $500 million White House ballroom was built under a no-bid contract routed through an office specifically exempt from competitive bidding requirements, raising straightforward procurement questions about why standard procedures were bypassed for a project of that scale. Separately, both Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Secretary of State Marco Rubio reportedly continued using auto-deleting signal messages for official government communications after the practice had already become the subject of public controversy. The Federal Records Act requires preservation of official communications, and the continued use of auto-deletion, after the issue was already public, suggests either a legal theory about signal status under the law or a judgment that enforcement risk is low. California's SB 576, a law extending broadcast TV volume rules to streaming platforms and taking effect Wednesday, represents a modest but concrete consumer protection advance in an area the streaming industry chose not to self-regulate. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a record $352 billion state budget the same day Florida Governor Ron DeSantis vetoed $1.6 billion in state spending, illustrating divergent fiscal philosophies in the two largest states as both governors eye national audiences. The First Bank of the United States reopened in Philadelphia after a $43 million renovation. The building where Alexander Hamilton's vision for federal creditworthiness through a central banking institution was first tested, and where Jefferson's fierce constitutional objections were ultimately overruled by the precedent of the Republic's survival. The WNBA's suspension of Leah Thomas drew public criticism from Chinni Ogwumike, who serves simultaneously as an ESPN analyst and president of the WNBA Players Association, who argued the decision was driven by optics rather than basketball judgment. The league has not provided detailed public reasoning, leaving space for that interpretation to gain traction. The case will set precedents for how professional sports leagues navigate similar situations going forward. Political strategist James Carville, meanwhile, called on Democrats to formally distance themselves from Democratic socialists following New York City primary results, arguing that primary victories by more progressive candidates would create general election vulnerabilities, a strategic memo that will shape campaign positioning heading into the next 18 months. The broadcast ended with a notable act of self-correction. In a May 18th episode, the hosts had reported that Ukraine struck ships in the Caspian Sea, a landlocked body of water hundreds of miles from Ukrainian-controlled territory where no such attacks were reported. The claim was a factual error, and the hosts named it directly, framing it as a reminder that dramatic military claims require a second layer of geographic and sourcing verification before broadcast, particularly in an information environment that all sides in the conflict deliberately obscure.